We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, fewer than 1 in 10 adults and adolescents in the U.S. eat enough fruits and vegetables a day. Meanwhile, more than 9 in 10 Americans consume more than the recommended daily amount of sodium. And I guess the pandemic probably just added to those numbers. And joining us by phone to talk about it is Karen Broussard. Karen is the Vice President of Agency Relations and Programs at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. Karen, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the invitation. Thanks.
It's been always a struggle to get Americans to eat healthily, and we're probably turning a corner because, you know, it's so much information available out there and how to do that. And then the pandemic comes, and everybody's locked in their house and probably getting into bad habits. What have you seen from your side of things about how the pandemic has affected the way people are eating?
Well, yeah, sure. And you're absolutely right. I think we probably everybody that's listening, I know I personally can attest to my eating habits maybe having been downgraded a bit during this last year. But honestly, you know, the people that we see, that we serve at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida, really are the people who are most in need typically of a supplemental food or even emergency food in their households because of job loss or an illness or something that just sort of sidelines an individual or a family. And then if you take that and you sort of take that as part of an equation and you add in pandemic, and the breadth of that impact becomes enormous. In addition to the people that we historically have served, we're now serving about 40% of the increase in people that we're seeing, we know have never before needed food assistance, been on a line for food, et cetera. And it's because, you know, where we live, the pandemic economy has had just gigantic impact. And so many people have lost their jobs at all levels of income. So that very intimately affects the nutritional intake somebody has available to them or that they can consume in a day. It impacts the level of and the volume, I guess, the amount of fruit and vegetables they can get into their diet of what's available to them. If they can't just go to the grocery store like so many people can and get what they want. So we've seen a huge increase that way, in addition to the people that we've historically served. By the same token, we've been able to get out a tremendous amount of food to people in Central Florida. We've increased the volume of distribution. It has essentially doubled. We went from distributing 150,000 meals a day to 300,000 meals a day. And there is a very, very, very close relationship between the ability to get the food that you want to eat and your nutrition. And we know that food insecurity and poor nutrition really go hand in hand. So again, if you can't really access food easily or afford the food that's around you or get to the food that may be nearby or is difficult for you to even get to in terms of transportation or being homebound, whatever the reason is, that certainly then is going to have an impact on the variety and amount of healthy food that an individual can eat.
Well, that's what the Second Harvest Food Bank does so well, I think, because it's not just a place where you're just going to hand out any old food, you know, cases and cases of raviolis, and that's about it. That's what you get. You, as an organization, make sure that what you are handing out and giving people or making available is very nutritious as well. It's well balanced, right?
Yes, and we work very hard at that. We really do make that a focus and a priority for us. And we have for many years. In fact, the building that we're in now, the Hunger Relief, the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center, was built and opened in March of 2013. And one of the priorities for building that new state-of-the-art building, really on the tail of the recession, and we started fundraising during the recession, was really to be able to increase the amount of fresh food and lean protein that we could get into the six counties and the neighborhoods and communities of the six counties that we serve, where there are high rates of people in need of nutritious food. And so we were able to increase the capacity of our ability to receive and store and then distribute by almost 500% from the facility that we had been in before. And then what we did was we had to raise money to get the adequate kind of refrigeration and freezing equipment that our network of pantries, our feeding programs needed in order to accept that food from us and actually get it into the hands of the people who they served in their neighborhood. So yes, that is a priority for us. And in addition to that, we have also built what we refer to as our Health and Hunger Programs Department and work really closely with the healthcare sector, identifying the people that they serve who have really a lot of chronic diet-related disease like diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, kidney disease. If those folks do not get the right kinds of food into their diet, they are going to bounce back to the hospital over and over and over again, which is just awful on so many levels. It creates untenable debt within a household and family system, which creates poverty and sustains poverty in the household. It is not good for our hospital systems and our healthcare systems that are spending our dollars on trying to maintain health for an individual. It's all around. It's something that we really need to do better with. And at Second Harvest, we've been working hard to create those relationships and create access to the good nutrition needed for that particular part of the population. These are our neighbors who really need that help. And I can tell you, it's a lot cheaper to get healthy, good food into the hands of somebody suffering with those illnesses that are chronic than for them to have to go to the hospital.
That's true.
It's really a win-win.
But it's difficult to get that information out and how, you know, you say to folks, you know, if you start eating healthily down the road, it really affects things because it's just so easy to grab the cheapest food you can get. And that's a mindset that probably got reinforced with the pandemic, especially during the lockdown. Yeah, I had to get non-perishable food, you know, stuff that you know that could last. And you got in some bad habits and you started, well, this is easy. And then, so now Second Harvest, how are you going to go about changing the mindset or getting back to where we were a year ago when you were, you know, doing all this fresh food stuff, right? How does that work?
Yeah. Oh, Michael, that's such a great question. I was actually meeting with our team yesterday, our nutrition team, and what we do and what we are going to get back to imminently. I mean, we're making the plans yesterday. We actually use that network of 500 feeding programs who actually distribute the food into the community, to the people who need it. We educate them and they're a ready-made audience for us about healthy eating and how the choices that they make of food from Second Harvest Warehouse to take back into their neighborhood, really their choices become the choices of the people that they serve. And in addition to that, we do something called nudges, which is sort of behavioral economics, where we encourage pantries in our network, our partners, to be able to put signage in their spaces that talk about this food is good if you're diabetic, you know, put signs on the shelves where the oatmeal is, where the other whole grain foods are, to have that refrigeration and freezing equipment so that they can have the fresh produce. We make recipes available that we've tested, made with foods, you know, that you would typically find in a pantry or from the food bank so that people can start using those things themselves or experiment with it at least and find out that they're delicious and healthy and they can be made with food that they can get usually at no cost. So those are some of the things that we do. We're looking at every sort of lever we can pull to change people's minds and get them thinking about the healthier way to eat so that they can be healthy, their families can be healthy, because the impact of doing it otherwise is really painful for individuals, for families, for kids, for seniors, and for the whole community. Economically, it keeps people out of work. That's not a good thing.
No, but you hit on a really important thing. You know, over the past year, a lot of people probably have made more meals in their homes than they probably have their whole life because, you know, we were locked in. But it's the types of meals that you make now. And Second Harvest is really good at that. About, you just said you hand out recipes. Like, look, if you get this, this, and this and put it together, you can make something that's good but also healthy, right?
Exactly. And really, that's the part of the equation that we have really focused on tremendously over the last, really, 8-9 years in different ways. So, and bringing as many partners to the conversation as possible. And of course, our healthcare partners have been key to those conversations, as well as our team of chefs and nutritionists. And also, you know, we also benefit, and we think, therefore, the community benefits also from our relationship as being part of the Feeding America Network nationally and 200 other food banks around the country, many of whom also make nutrition a priority for the people that they serve. And we learn from each other, and we get to bring it back to each other's communities. So we're always looking and questioning and learning and hopefully making the impact that we need to have in the community. And the pandemic certainly put us behind in that effort for a year, but we also did some other things that enabled us to get food into people's hands in ways that we had never done before. One of those is a home delivery program. You know, historically, home delivery is not in a food bank's DNA, but with the pandemic, we became aware of even more people than we may have known about before who we weren't reaching, who really couldn't get out for food, who maybe had COVID or were at greater risk because of the pre-existing condition, seniors, people with disabilities. We were able to get really healthy food into their hands. We really kind of went from 0 to 1 million meals in about 10 and a half months. Delivered to people's doors in all six counties. So that was something that came from the pandemic. And the other thing that we did, and this is the real winner, is we had to shift the way we help people get their SNAP or food stamp benefits to a telephonic platform instead of being in the field with our folks. And that enabled us to reach different people from different areas than we've been able to reach before. And there is nothing better for a household that's food insecure than to have SNAP dollars. You can get $9 worth of food out of a dollar of SNAP benefits. It's an economic driver in the community. It creates business so that even if you're sheltered at home or you really can't get out much because of social distancing and COVID, when you do get food into your home with SNAP benefits, you can go shop for what you want and hopefully bring that healthier food into your household.
All right, let's talk about how do we do that. If you're a family that is food insecure or you're still trying to get back on your feet as the pandemic hopefully is winding down and everybody's going back to work, but, you know, the damage has been done, but you feel like I need to get some food for my family, healthy food, how does somebody contact the Second Harvest Food Bank to get that done?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is Feed Hope Now, Feed, F as in Frank, E-E-D, hopenow.org. And as soon as that page opens up, you will see our food locator link that will take you to a site where you plug in your address and a series of options to find no-cost food for you and your family will pop up. With all of the information that you need, when is it open, what's the address, what's the phone number, I do recommend you call before you go, and that's very helpful indeed. On there, you will also find a link to our SNAP benefits program. It's called Benefit Connection, and you'll find a phone number there that will connect you to someone who can enable you to get through that application process.
All right. So if you need help with food or you want to just find out how to make your food better and more healthy for your family, check out feedhopenow.org, feedhopenow.org. That's the website of Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. There's a lot of great information on there on how you can get food, you know, how you can make your own food and get back on your feet. And it's just a one-stop place. And it is amazing because now you're doing deliveries. It's just a great organization. And if you want to donate, you can do that too. Money's better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, money is better because that's another one of those sort of magic things that we can do is we can, again, turn a dollar into $9 worth of food value, which is the best thing in the world. It's far, it goes a lot further than donating food from your pantry at home, if that's something that you've been doing or you're used to doing. The dollar really does go much further, and we have lots of ways for you to do that on the website. So thanks for mentioning that, Michael. I do also want to say, to go back to that food preparation and knowing how to eat, the website is full of information on that, nutrition recipes, how to go about that. We try and be as helpful as we can there.
All right. So it's the Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. You can find them at feedhopenow.org. That's feedhopenow.org.
I just want to say one other thing, that if you only have a phone, not a smartphone, you can call 407-295-1066. And some folks on the phone can help answer your questions and guide you to information that you may need.
All right. Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. Well, Karen Broussard, Vice President of Agency Relations and Programs at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael. I surely appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.